I'm Antonia, and welcome to Mommy Matters Wind Down Podcast. I believe as mothers, we shouldn't let motherhood stop us from pursuing our dreams, being true to ourselves, and living our best lives. Our journey through motherhood shouldn't be one we're judged on, but instead celebrated and supported. Join me as we wind down and talk about our journeys.
We know taking leave after having a baby for both parents, or even to take care of an ill family member, can take a toll on families financially. With moms being at the top of the list of at least 1 in 5 losing their jobs due to caring for their children, I had the opportunity to talk to co-director of Family Values at Work to talk about their efforts to bring solutions to these challenges. Be sure you stay tuned for a special invite to the Game Changers Awards on October 15th to celebrate the many honorees who are making these changes possible. We know taking leave after having a baby for both parents, or even to take care of an ill family member, can take a toll on families financially. With moms being at the top of the list of at least 1 in 5 losing their jobs due to taking care of their child, I had the opportunity to sit down with the co-director, Ellen Bravo, of Family Values at Work to talk about these issues.
All right. So before we get into Family Values at Work, I want to know, who is Ellen outside of being the co-director?
So Ellen is someone who has been doing this for a very long time, since I had 2 kids with no paid leave.
Wow.
And when they were little, I had a job where I was told, you can't be sick for 5 years. I tried to teach my kids to get sick only on the weekends or evenings, but I failed completely. And I thought, you know, if you care about gender equity and racial equity, you can't get there if we don't solve the problem of valuing caregiving.
Most definitely.
And that's, I felt like, you know, that was the issue that I really wanted to change. So one way or another, I've been working on this for a long time.
Nice. So you'll say this is how you got into, you know, being the co-director of Family Values at Work.
Right.
Okay.
Right, I had been working for a working women's group called 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
and what happened was California won paid leave in 2002, and some of us knew that other states could also do this, and that we needed both long-term time to deal with the occasional welcoming a new child, the joy of that, or the stress of having a serious illness, or a loved one who has a serious illness. There are times we need paid leave for that. And then, you know, kids get sick every year.
Exactly.
All the time.
So
we also need paid time for sick days for routine illnesses like that. And so we thought the only way to win this is to go from the bottom up, get the people who are most affected by it involved, and help people see that what you can't do on your own, you can change when you work together.
Most definitely.
People.
Yes, I definitely
so
agree
with
that.
So that's what we're all about. And we thought, let's build a network where we raise money and share it, and also share strategy and organizing. And so each group in our network, we have 27 state coalitions, and each of them is deeply rooted in their own state, but then they see themselves as part of this national movement, and they're paving the way for federal policies so everybody can have time to care.
Yes. So I know we mentioned, you know, taking leave after having a baby for both parents, or even just taking care of an ill family member, can definitely take a toll on families financially. With moms being at the top of the list of at least, you know, 1 in 5 losing their jobs due to caring for their child or children, how does Family Values at Work contribute to this challenge?
So I'm so glad you said that, because for us, this is about families, it's about health, it's about love, and it's also about keeping your head above water.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we're talking about jobs and pay. So, yeah, we want time, but we also want people not to be punished for doing exactly what, as a society, we say is so important, meaning being a responsible parent to your kid, honoring thy father and thy mother in sickness and in health with the partner that you love. You know, these are things that should be, if we really value families, we got to make sure that there are public policies that are at least set a minimum standard for how people can do that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like I saw, you know, floating around on the internet, there was a meme or something of that sort that said they make it a little hard, you know, for moms to want to be a mom and then also for moms in the workplace. So it's definitely always a toss up when it comes to our kids' health or our family's health, whether, you know,
exactly,
we go work or we get nothing, you know.
But we all work. The question is, do we get paid?
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. So valuing the work that we do as parents and also that we do as members of families and however we define the ones we love, we should be able to be responsible and be caring without falling off an economic cliff. And the good news is we know how to do it. Lots of places have won it. 50 places have won paid sick days. 9 states have now won paid family and medical leave. It's absolutely time for Congress to act and make this possible for everyone.
Most definitely. So I'm glad you even brought that up because I just saw that, you know, Vox just named D.C. as one of the best states to work for, in part due to its guarantee of paid sick and paid leave days. So how is Family Values at Work ensuring that D.C. keeps this title?
That's great. Well, one is that, you know, the your leave program starts soon, and we want to make sure that everybody knows their rights, knows how to use the leave, knows what to do if it's denied. It's a little shocking that sometimes that I used to teach a master's level course on family and work and family for people who were HR, the people responsible for carrying out HR policies at their companies. They would work by day and take this class at night. And I was shocked, almost without exception, they didn't know, for example, that if someone takes FMLA, you can't give them some kind of demerit or absence points for using that time. And lots of them don't know that it covers men as well as women, or that it covers taking care of an ailing parent, etc. So we know from experience that passing a law, it doesn't stop the work.
Right.
There's a lot to be done to raise awareness and make sure that enforcement is done. And the coalition in D.C. is doing a great job getting on top of that.
Are there any efforts or actions being done to give the whole DMV area that title and benefits?
Well, there are efforts both in both Maryland and Virginia to take on paid leave campaigns. Mm-hmm. Maryland has won paid sick days, and there's an effort also in Virginia to win paid sick days. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
What we're hoping, of course, is that we will soon see people in elected office in Congress and the Senate and the White House who share a commitment and we'll make sure that this happens.
Yeah, because
there's nothing standing in our way except political will.
Most definitely. And as I was looking on Vox, when they talked about, you know, D.C. being one of the best states, Virginia was like at the bottom of the list as far as like, you know, the one of the not so good states to be working in. So it would be great if they could pick this up.
Exactly.
How would one, like either a mom, a father, a family member, et cetera, receive the benefits of Family Values at Work? And how can, you know, maybe others contribute?
So the thing we really encourage people to do is go to our website, familyvaluesatwork.org, one word, familyvaluesatwork.org, and just say sign up. And we'll plug you in to the groups in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia that are doing this work so that you can get involved. But it's the most rewarding thing about working for a network like this is watching time after time people who realize, oh, it's not you, it's us. Mm-hmm. And I can be part of that. People just like me are doing this all over the country. And what was painful for me, I can help turn that into power by joining up with other people.
Yes.
So we're really, we would welcome your listeners to become part of this. And we're having a celebration in a couple weeks in D.C. on October 15th.
I was going to talk to champions. to talk to you about that, to see how, like, give us more details on it, because as I was looking and, you know, looking into what the Game Changer Awards were, you've got a great list of honorees, along with thousands of activists who've helped more than 47 million people gain access to paid sick leaves or, you know, family or medical leave.
Exactly. In fact, it's almost 50 million now.
Oh, wow.
and, you know, what's really thrilling, so... For example, we honor policy champions, and it's two women who helped get over the finish line one of the best paid leave programs in the country in the state of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
One of them ran against a longtime incumbent and beat him by running on paid leave.
Wow.
The other one led a debate for 8 hours, and they would not be pushed aside, and they would not be dismissed, and they held on to the principles that make it comprehensive and meaningful for everybody. They're mm-hmm. just terrific. And then we're honoring business owners from Oregon. So these are people who run a small farm, a nursery. Not only do they provide paid leave for their own staff, and did they fight for it in the legislature, but when it came time that some people wanted to carve out agricultural workers, they spoke up and said, absolutely not. Everybody should be included.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really helpful and, you know, helped them win. And then we have two worker activists from Texas, one who helped a win in San Antonio and the other in Dallas. Neither of these women has ever been on a plane before.
Oh, wow.
And so they're going to be coming. It's going to be so wonderful, you know, to meet them. And they, you know, one of them fought because she had paid sick days. Her daughter would have died otherwise. She had an appendectomy.
Oh, wow.
That if this woman hadn't been able to get her to the hospital in time. So she really understood what it means and had lots of people in her life who don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other woman didn't have it, was a home care worker, suffered an injury to her wrist, and couldn't take time off. And what happens when you don't have the time? You wind up getting worse, and
yep.
then you need 3 months off without pay. And then you're just in, you know, a terrible hole. And she became an activist and a terrific fighter for, and they just won yesterday a great victory of keeping the law that they'd already won. They had to fight to keep it from being, you know, gutted.
Wow.
That was really exciting.
That's amazing. So my last question for you, why is this so important to you?
Important to me for several reasons. In my own life, as I said, I know what it means not to have it. And I think that's true for many people who get involved. You know, we sort of say, I don't want this ever to happen to me, but I also don't want it to happen to anybody else. And I know that it's ground, you know, it's transformative. If we change the way as a nation we value caregiving, we're going to see such a change in the status of women, the role of men, what reality means for same-sex partners, what families are able to do. It's really so pivotal. So that's what's in it for me. But I really want the pleasure of watching people get involved and realize that this is what democracy looks like, and that we have to take charge. And when we do, we can change not only what we demand of the elected officials, but who they are and how much they're responsive to us, how much they are us and come out of the communities that we live in and, you know, shape the world we deserve.
Yeah. Most definitely. And I feel like it does tie into, you know, having a good quality of work and life balance, if that makes sense. Because it's like, once you know that you have these benefits available to you, like, work doesn't become a stress or a hassle or, I don't know.
That's right. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Yeah.
We can do work that's meaningful, do it well, and know that we're the same person who entered that workplace in the morning after feeding a baby or feeding a parent who'd had a stroke, and that we're valued,
yes,
and seen and heard.
Yes, that's
exactly. That's what we want. And I want to extend as a courtesy to your listeners, we have some comp tickets to our event, and we'd love to meet some of you. If you go to our website and you'll see the registration, just go register and do the general admission. It says I'll contribute at the event, just let us know that you're a listener of this podcast.
Awesome.
I'd be glad to welcome you there.
Oh, perfect. We will most definitely try to be there then. So much, Ellen, for, taking the time to talk to me about family values at work and all of that you're doing.
My pleasure. And thank you so much for helping shed a light on this kind of work.
Most definitely. If you care. Yes, and I hope to see you on the 15th.
Likewise.
Yes.
We'd love to see you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mommy Matters, The Wind Down. If you haven't already, head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Mommy Matters with an extra S. Follow us on Instagram at _MommyMatters. And don't forget to download our Mommy Matters community app, available in the Apple App Store and in the Google Play Store.